What a mighty God we serve. If you cannot believe that God is a God of power, a God of might, a God who can change your life, then you weren't listening this morning, because we heard that from the moment of creation until the time of resurrection, and now until today, God lives, God reigns, and God is in control. And if you don't believe that, then again, you weren't listening this morning. The message this morning was that God loves us. God loved us enough to create us. God loved us enough to make covenant with us. God loved us enough to chase after us. This is a God who can bring life to dry and dusty bones. He can bring life to you and to me and to anyone who will look into His face and say, "Here I am, a sinner. Take me just as I am and renew me." Brothers and sisters, we are people of the resurrection. And God wants us to live a resurrected life. He does not want us to live in our sin. He does not want us to live in that place of darkness. He wants us to live in the light of His love. That is why we were created. And that is why He continues to create. He is a God of hope, a God of mercy, a God of joy. He wants all our bones to live and to live forever. If any day you don't get it, you should get it on Easter Sunday morning, when we come in singing, "Christ the Lord is risen today. And up from the grave He arose." And in just a moment, because you've been sitting long enough, we're going to sing, "He Lives." This is the love story of God to all that God created. And He wants to be in a loving relationship with you. If you have not committed to Him, commit to Him today or someday soon. But commit. And if you feel the need to recommit while we're singing, offer a prayer. You can't come to the altar today, but you can pray there in your seat, and the Lord will know that you are His as He is yours.